The area in southern Iraq that the missing journalists were trying to reach is the scene of unrest, fighting between forces loyal to Saddam Hussein and those opposed to his rule. The opposition is largely composed of Shiite Muslims. Saddam is a Sunni Muslim, but Shiite Muslims make up more than half the population of the country. Shiites are also the majority group in Iran. Professor R.K. Ramazani is an Iranian scholar. He was born in Iran and is the author of many books about Iranian history and foreign policy. I spoke with him earlier today about Iran's changing role in the region, but first I wanted to know if he thought the unrest in Iraq was mainly a religious conflict between Sunnis and Shiites.
What is going on in Iraq today is really a popular uprising. I believe firmly that a structure of Shia, Sunni, sectarian conflict on this would be really distorting it. It is one that appeals a lot to the Western audiences. It so happens that the majority of these people are Shia Muslims, but that they are not doing so because they are Shia and because it is against Sunnis, because it so happens that the Sunni government, the minority ruling in Iraq, has treated the Shias very badly for decades in terms of assassinations, in terms of purging, in terms of arresting, harassing, and so on. This has been going on for a long time. And if they had not been treated badly, they would not have probably been as dissatisfied.
The United States has made it very clear that it would not shed a tear if Saddam Hussein was overthrown. But do you think the United States would feel that its interests were best represented if Saddam Hussein was overthrown by a Shiite group?
The critical question for us as Americans is whether the substitute regime would be a better one insofar as U.S. interests are concerned. And that is that remains to be seen. The fact of these ringleaders, so to speak, so far as we know up to this time, being Shia, does not necessarily mean that they are anti-American or anti-Western.
Iran managed to stay neutral during the war.
Yes.
Although Iraqi planes were flown to Iran, and we still don't know exactly what that was about. But still, Iran managed to stay neutral. What do you think they're looking for in the, you know, post-war era in the Gulf, where everybody's trying to negotiate a new sense of power for their country?
Sure, that's correct. I think Iranian government today has been indeed positioning itself for the post-war era. Therefore, for example, the attempt on the part of the Rafsanjani government to mediate between Iraq and the United States even was part of that, so to speak, positioning. And even Secretary Baker, in giving his congressional testimony, accepted the idea, at least, as he verbalized Iran as a major power in the region. So certainly Iranians would like to see regional cooperation. They are very serious about not wanting foreign military presence, especially, I assume, that means ground forces. They seem to have accepted the proposition that they have to coexist with their neighbors. And that has been the dominant theme.
You say that Iran has changed in the past few years. I think many Americans think of Iran politically as it was in the days of the Ayatollah Khomeini, when Americans were held hostage in Iran. Why and how has it changed? Has it changed because of the leadership of President Rafsanjani?
Well, that is not the whole thing. There have been many factors. Let's say, first of all, today, Iran's power centers are dominated by pragmatic elements, such as President Rafsanjani. The presidency, the judiciary, the Supreme Council, National Council. So that is one point. That is the primacy of influence in government circles by pragmatic elements. That's one factual matter. The second one is the fact that Iran's economy has been in shambles. It had nearly 8 years of imposed war on it by Iraq, and it has made reconstruction, economic reconstruction, its number one priority. It has come to have for the first time its five-year plan for economic reconstruction and development. And therefore, they have tried to change the relationship with the rest of the world, to enter the world market economy and reestablish diplomatic relations. I could give you quick examples. The relationship with France has been much improved. The one with Britain, they have reestablished diplomatic relations with Britain. With other European countries, Germany has had good relations with Iran all along. So Iran today is not a renegade state, so to speak. It has a lot intensive ties.
R.K. Ramazani is professor of government and foreign affairs at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville.